It's Thursday, December 19th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and yours truly. I'm Adam McManus. Over 1,000 Christians have been killed this year in Nigeria, Africa, at the hands of Fulani Muslim extremists and Boko Haram, according to a report last month by the Humanitarian Aid Relief Trust. The study estimates that over 6,000 Nigerian Christians have been killed since 2015, and about 12,000 Nigerians have been displaced from their homes. The report described the situation, saying, quote, "Islamist Fulani militia continue to engage in an aggressive and strategic land-grabbing policy. They attack rural villages, force villagers off their lands, and settle in their place, a strategy that is epitomized by the phrase, 'your land or your blood,'" end quote. Psalm 14, verses 4 and 5 asks, "Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call on the Lord? There they are in great fear, for God is with the generation of the righteous." Yesterday, President Donald J. Trump was impeached for the third time in the nation's history. The House of Representatives voted to impeach a sitting president, following a day-long debate on whether Trump violated his oath in pressuring Ukraine to damage a political opponent, reports NBC News. Trump was impeached on two articles. The first vote, 230 to 197, was to impeach him for abuse of power and was almost entirely on party lines. It was followed quickly by a second 229 to 198 vote that the president obstructed Congress. The one vote difference was Democrat Representative Jared Golden of Maine, who voted yes on abuse of power and no on obstruction of Congress. One Democrat, Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, who is running for president, voted present on both articles. No Republicans voted against Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made these remarks at a press conference afterwards.
December 18th, a great day for the Constitution of the United States. A sad one for America that the president's reckless activities necessitated our having to introduce articles of impeachment. May I thank our six chairs who for a long period of time have been legislating, investigating, and litigating. Today, that came to a culmination on the floor of the House with the Judiciary Committee under the leadership of Jerry Nadler of New York and the Intelligence Committee under the leadership of Adam Schiff of California brought the articles of impeachment to the floor to a conclusion where they have passed.
At a campaign rally last night in Michigan, a battleground state that Trump will have to win again to get reelected in November 2020, the president did not seem to be concerned.
Merry Christmas, Michigan. I'm thrilled to be here with thousands of hardworking patriots as we celebrate the miracle of Christmas, the greatness of America, and the glory of God. Did you notice that everybody is saying Merry Christmas again? Did you notice? It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached. The country is doing better than ever before. We did nothing wrong, and we have tremendous support in the Republican Party like we've never had before. But this sacred season, our country is thriving.
Canadian Independent Senator Serge Joyeau introduced a bill last week to criminalize conversion therapy. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government plans to introduce a similar bill in the House of Commons next month. The bill could be used to send Christians to jail for 5 years if they advertise or materially benefit from helping a minor to turn away from sexually perverted lifestyles or gender confusion. If you're in Canada, you can sign the petition against the bill linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Planned Parenthood will infiltrate 50 Los Angeles high schools over the next 3 years with $6 million from taxpayer funding. The new model that the abortion giant wants to replicate in other cities will allow them direct contact with students without their parents' knowledge to offer so-called counseling and birth control options, and no doubt referrals for abortions off campus. Isaiah 59 verse 7 says, "Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths." Several religious organizations have been facing controversy recently. David A. Nielsen, a Mormon and former investment manager for his religious organization, filed a complaint with the IRS, saying that the cult known as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has amassed $100 billion in donations that were meant for charitable purposes. Meanwhile, seven New York survivors of sex abuse by Roman Catholic clergy sued the Pope on Tuesday, claiming that the Pope and the Vatican knew priests were molesting children and did nothing about it. On that same day, Pope Francis announced the lifting of the pontifical secret, opening the door for the Vatican to share information with the police about sexual abuse cases. And finally, Adam Armstrong, who grew up poor in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley, returned to his hometown of Harrisonburg over the weekend with a 26-foot truck packed with $12,000 worth of toys for children in the low-income Section 8 complex where he once lived. Armstrong told NBC News, quote, "You see these kids and you hand them a baby doll or a Nerf gun, a bicycle, two little boys throwing a football, and you cannot put a price on the feeling that gives you. I consider myself very blessed," end quote. Acts 20, verse 35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, December 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.